Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. Lots of 23s in there. It is 27 degrees, which is almost minus 3 degrees Celsius. 71% humidity. Because cold makes it dry. As I commence my very tenuous stroll down 11th Street in the snow-blanketed Pearl District, oh shoot, and slippery too, of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Found an awning that is free of snow. That will be a rare thing. Welcome to Snowmageddon. Holy crap. So I have not seen a single streetcar. I don't think they're running. I've seen all of, collectively, three cars. I counted. Three cars have driven by at one point. So, I was all set and prepared to do a Pearl Cast from inside the studio today. I could do that, but several reasons why I'm out here now. One, by God, if I could do it in Chicago, I can do it in Portland. No matter how crazy the snow is, and neither rain nor snow nor dark a night will stop the blatherer from his appointed blather. So there was that. I've not experienced Portland in a snowstorm before. Oh man, this is very much Chicago weather, but that's the end of the similarity. This place does not handle snow at all well. It was, I mean, snow removal? No. I think the plows have been through, looks like the plows have been through like one pass down the middle of the street once. I think I did see one snow plow last night when I was out and about. I went out because going out is what you do when this stuff happens. No, this is not, that's not what you do. But I went over to Olive or Twist and had a martini and dinner just because to commemorate the thing. We got a good 8 inches yesterday. At least, and now the streets are icy and cold and everything is shut down. So I wanted to experience what things look like in Portland after a snowstorm. And you kind of got to get out in that to truly experience it. It's interesting. I'm looking on in the street and I'm seeing a lot of chain marks. You know how chains gouge into the ice and snow when you put them on tires. There's a lot of that. So, yikes. Some folks are primed and ready for it. In fact, God. So Muse, took 3 hours for Muse to get home from work yesterday. And she's a Colorado girl, so this is not like her first barbecue when it comes to snow. But for the first time in her life, she actually had to put chains on her car. So this was a momentous snowpocalypse. Big time. So yeah, I'm out. I'm out and I'm in it. Oh man, and it is cold. Brr. and noisy. God, I don't think you've ever heard my footsteps quite so vigorously on the cast. It was a wet snow. I mean, God, I would imagine there's going to be snowmen popping up in the various and sundry parks of the area, because it's perfect snowman snow. Oh, but that wind is not nice. Oh, yikes. So yesterday I had lunch with one of Muse's partners, who we have double dated, Muse and I, and him and his partner, a few times, and I really like him. And I'd had lunch with him last week to have him regale me with his experiences walking Kilimanjaro, climbing Kilimanjaro, hiking Kilimanjaro. You don't really climb Kilimanjaro. But since Ramsey and I are talking about the possibility of doing that later this year, I want to get his insights, his take on it. So, and it was a really pleasant, it's one of those electric Lime scooters just encased in snow and ice. You ain't going anywhere, pal. So we resolved to have another lunch, and we had one. We got together yesterday. Oh, this is Burnside. Crap. Turn, boy. I'm completely disoriented. Snow has a way of masking and changing the way things look. So, Powell's, dink. Anyway, so we had lunch again yesterday. And just as we were wrapping up lunch, it started to snow. Wasn't sure it was going to. Like yesterday, there was no indication that it was going to be a snowpocalypse. Sorry, I need to change my gloves a little bit. My fingers are freezing. And it started to snow, and it was that first snow. It was wet, and it was not quite freezing for the better part of the day, that up to that point. So the snow wasn't sticking. It was lovely. It was that pretty fluffy big snow, but it wasn't sticking to anything. And it's like, nothing's going to happen here. In the afternoon progresses, I'm doing studio work, and he texts me and says, "It's sticking now." And I look outside, and oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And by the time, you know, pre-rush hour, the Burnside Bridge, which I can see right outside my window, traffic was moving at a snail's pace. There was an accident already on the Burnside Bridge. I'm sure there were dozens of them all over the city. And it was just a snarl. When I went out to have, when I went out to Oliver Twist, this is like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. The Lovejoy, which is the street that feeds right into the bridge, was still backed up all the way back to the, like, 405, which is like a mile away. It's like, I'm so glad I wasn't out there. And I have nothing but sympathy for the people that were. It was incredible. Not something I want to experience on the road. I was very happy to experience it from the comfort of my apartment, or strolling around on foot. But it was a really nice lunch. He's been practicing polyamory almost as long as, or maybe longer, I'm not sure. But both he and Muse, I mean, they've been doing this for like 10 years. So their understanding of the orientation and the nuances of these types of relationships are profound. They've been doing it a while, and it was really freaking nice to talk to somebody with whom I wasn't engaged romantically to discuss, you know, how this works. And, you know, I told him about alley, and we talked about, you know, adding a partner to the relationship and the dynamic that that adds. I am now officially a part of a polycule. I mean, this is a major step for me, just because this is the completion of the polyamorous cycle, right? Up to this point, I've been monogamously polyamorous, but now that's expanded, and it's wonderful and strange and bizarre, and it was just really nice to have somebody that's been down that road for a while that I wasn't romantically entangled with to bounce ideas off of and get perspective on. And he's a cool guy. I have been incredibly lucky in finding people. Cool. You know, Muse loves him, so of course he's going to be badass. He's going to be awesome. And he is. So that was very nice. You go, okay. I had to walk, but I feel like the rules are kind of suspended on the roads for drivers. There's a guy I've noticed. There's another like NPC that comes by periodically, drives by. I call him Cautious Driver Dude, because rain, shine, clear weather, doesn't matter. Hey, look, a snowplow. He always drives down 11th Street at like 20 miles an hour, very cautious. And I've seen him once or twice coming out. I know where his apartment building is. I've seen him come out of his apartment building driving out, and he's very cautious. And I saw him drive by. He was one of the three cars that I saw drive by this morning. And he was driving like he normally drives, but now it doesn't appear all that particularly strange because everybody's driving slow. But Cautious Driving Dude, he's in his element. So, oh God. You know, and I'm experiencing this strange, it's not strange. I want to text Allie more. And it's like I'm almost projecting ahead in the relationship to the point where we have a rapport, which we really don't have yet. I mean, there's clearly interest, and we've been texting back and forth and blah, 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 but we haven't hit that stride, that settled patterns of engagement, I guess, or I don't know how to describe it. Morning. But when you're with somebody, friends, whatever, friends, lovers, doesn't matter. Once you've engaged with each other for any length of time, there is sort of that very comfortable, very pleasant rhythm of communication and banter and back and forth and so on. And I want that with Allie, because I, like I say, she's an incredibly smart, funny, perceptive woman. And I want to engage with that. I want to experience that. And I keep wanting to send these sort of I'm looking forward to reaching that with her so that we can engage on that level. I don't know what level of engagement she wants. I don't know how she does this. So I'm gonna have to learn. And I will. That's part of the delight of this part of of a new relationship is those that discovery stage of, you know, what music do you like? How often can I text you without being annoying? You know, stuff like that. So, anyway, more information as it develops. But I am now deep back into Jameson Square, so I'm gonna call that a walk and go inside. Oh my God. So, Thursday, Friday Eve, the day when all good boys and girls get a weekend. Yes. So, have a fabulous Thursday. God, stay warm. I know half of my friends were saying, yeah, it's 80 degrees where I am. And the other half were going, it's minus 9. It was like minus 14 in Cheyenne yesterday. So whether you're freezing or boiling, stay comfy. Dress appropriately. Morning. Doing good, you?
Doing all right.
All right, you dressed for the weather. You got the boots and the whole thing.
Properly prepared this morning.
Not your first barbecue, huh?
Yeah. I'm good to go.
All right, take care. She was too. She had the foot chains, like the things that I had in Chicago to be safe on ice. She was decked. She was ready to go. Whew. So, have a fabulous Thursday. Stay warm, or stay cool, stay comfortable, whatever. And, yeah, I don't think there's any theme in there I could tease out and loop around circularly. But, yeah. And whatever else is going on. Sorry, the rail guys are checking out the rails for the streetcars. And it looks like they've come through, but I certainly haven't heard them. So, interesting. But, let's see, like I say, however you're going to be spending your day, hey. Remember the words of the mighty Zigzag Claiborne. Yes, now I'm in the lobby. I've never done this before, but I am in the lobby. I'm going in the elevator. Oh my God, this is new experience for the Pearlcast. Despite everything, create, right? create a new path through the snow. Whatever you need to do, do it. And love fearlessly, by all means. That's, I think, an important aspect of it. I'm clearly distracted. I'm just gonna bid you all a fine adieu, and I will talk to you soon.